You're listening to 91.7 WVXU1 NPR 1. I'm Ann Thompson. Over the next 2 years, scientists hope to learn a lot more about Mars after landing a robot there last week. Communication between the Red Planet and Earth is made possible by radios designed and built by a Mason company. Here's Focus on Technology. Aerospace engineers in California sat inside the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, JPL, Mission Control. They watched as Mars InSight gently landed after slowing down for more than 200 miles a minute.
Touchdown confirmed.
The scientists who had spent years building and designing the craft were high-fiving each other. Across the country in Mason, employees of L3 Space and Sensors, a division of L3 Technologies, were also watching a live NASA feed of the landing. For good reason, they were responsible for radio communication between Mars and Earth. Project engineer Chris Rink had his eyes glued to the screen.
It was a little comforting to finally get that confidence that it's there, it's landed, everything's working. It was a big sigh of relief.
He takes me into the hall where the same kind of radio is displayed.
What we're looking at here is two specific radios we use for Mars missions. The one here in white is the radio that's on the InSight lander that just successfully landed on Mars. The other radio here, the bigger one, is installed on the satellites that orbit Mars.
In addition to InSight, Rink has designed radios for other Mars missions like Spirit, Opportunity, and Phoenix. The radio is designed, built, and tested at L3 Space and Sensors.
One of the hardest parts of these deep space missions is you have to guarantee that things are going to operate once they get there because it's sort of a one-shot deal. So we do extensive testing in-house that involves electromagnetic interference testing, shock and vibration testing, thermal testing, thermal vacuum testing. We even backfill thermal vacuum chambers with what they call Mars gas.
The research and development is secretive, so I wasn't allowed to see it. Months ago, when Rink had finished the product, he couldn't simply ship it to Denver where Lockheed Martin was assembling Mars InSight. Too much was riding on it, and Rink couldn't risk it would get damaged. So he had to carry it on the plane in a black box. This type of radio communication is essential to send commands to InSight.
If JPL wanted to command the robotic arm on the lander, they here on Earth would transmit a signal, and 3 to 20 minutes later, that signal would get picked up by a satellite on orbiting Mars. That signal then gets converted to the frequency our radios operate at, which is UHF. That is then beamed down to the lander itself. It receives the command, validates that all the data is there, and then performs that function.
Going forward, Rink says the radios will become more sophisticated. Scientists are testing new technology on this mission aboard Cube satellites. The briefcase-sized satellites, which traveled separately from InSight, have the capability of relaying information about the lander back to Earth in a matter of minutes.
Those were used very successfully during the landing process. As the lander separated from the delivery vessel, the CubeSats deployed and provided a live data link with the vehicle the entire time it landed. That data link was through our equipment as well.
This is the first time these CubeSats have traveled to deep space. L3 Space and Sensors points out its equipment is built to last. It made a radio for the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter that was supposed to last 2 years. After 12 years, it's still working. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.